Nobody wants to lose a band student. Sometimes it's inevitable. You get a student who doesn't want to work at all, for example, and other times it may be our own fault. Here are 11 ways to lose a band student for sure and 11 ways to keep them. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Number one, have roving eyes. You know, sometimes instead of focusing on the here and now and what students we do have, we're always looking for the next Miles Davis, never being content with who we have. Instead of having roving eyes, make the best of who and what you have. Develop them to their fullest ability. Anyway, Miles Davis could kind of be weird at times. Number two, don't answer calls and emails. Answering these takes time, precious time from preparing the music. Just erase these before they clutter up your inbox. Here's what you should do. If a student takes the time to call or email you, it's generally because he wants to do well and improve. If you don't respond in a timely manner, you are showing lack of concern for them, whether it's intentional or not. Many students of mine have told me that I'm the only teacher who responds to their emails, and that's always surprising to me. And I know that teens exaggerate a little bit, and I may not be hearing the whole story, but they always seem pleasantly surprised to hear back. Number three, don't listen to feedback. Many of my directors when I was growing up were my way or the highway types. They weren't really interested in becoming better people. Ignoring feedback from your students means you won't have as great of an opportunity to improve. Listen to student feedback, even if you disagree. Maybe there's a compromise in there somewhere. Listen carefully if it's coming from your student leaders. I had a situation just about a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, where my marching band leaders took me to the side and they said, "Mr. Devine, you've just been grouchy and cranky and everybody wants to quit marching band." I'll admit, I was angry at first, but they were telling the truth. I was getting a little bit too intent on doing well at contest, and I was forgetting about what our real purposes were. Number four, don't get to know your students. After all, music is the most important thing, so why would we ever ask them about their families, their future plans, or other activities? Now, I want to put a short caveat on this. I do make sure that my students understand that our short rehearsal together is going to be focused on music. But before class, after class, during breaks in rehearsal, I try to get to know about their families, their jobs, their dreams, their interests, and their hobbies. Number five, focus only on your wants and needs. Who cares what the songs the students want to play? It's all about winning the competition and making me look good. Isn't it okay to play a Disney song once in a while? Let the students pick some of the repertoire. I usually ask them to send me a jwpepper.com link so I can review it. And if it's not suited to our group, I tell them why. First of all, sending them to jwpepper eliminates about 90% of the requests, because that's a little bit of work for them to do. It's not hard for them to do, but a little bit of work. And some of them don't want to do that work. So that's going to eliminate the request. But everyone that sends me a link, I listen to the link and review it with an open mind. And sometimes I purchase the music. Sometimes I tell them why I'm not able to purchase that music. Number six, argue over little things. After all, what type of tread is on the bottom of your marching shoe has been the cause of winning and losing championships, right? You know, after 18 years of teaching, I have quit being so strict about footwear at concerts. Do I want the kids to look nice? You bet I do. Does a percussionist wearing black sneakers instead of black dress shoes affect anyone's enjoyment of the music? Not really. And there'll be people who will argue about this, and you may have a different opinion, and that's okay. But sometimes I think there's things that are little things. There's some students whose family situation has been so bad, I'm just happy to get them there at the concert. Number 7, ignore the little things. I know that Sally doesn't have music yet, but there's just no time for such trivial things as copying music. I'll update the grades at the end of the semester. I know Brian took a retest weeks ago, but I don't think he will mind having a D as long as I change it before the end of the semester. The little things add up to big things. I don't claim to be perfect in this at all, so I write everything down. My attendance roster sheet is in a 3-ring binder that has my grade book in it, that has my calendar in it, and it also has a pad for me to write on. And when a student reminds me of something or says, "Hey, Mr. Vine, you messed up on my grade," I make sure I write it down because I don't want to forget the small details like that. Number 8, don't show appreciation. After all, the students have the privilege of being in my class. No. The students have the option not to be in your class. It's your privilege to get to teach the best and brightest in the school. Don't you ever talk to other teachers and discover that we get to teach some of the best students? We have some of the occasional crazy ones too, but some of them get those crazy parents and crazy students in every single class, every single year, every single semester. Number 9, don't apologize. I remember my choir teacher at church had this posted on his stand. Rule number 1, the director is always right. Rule number 2, when the director is wrong, refer to rule number 1. Saying sorry when it's called for is one of the best things you can do. I've lost my temper at a kid. I've said something that humiliated them or done something I shouldn't have. I always apologize. It makes an impact on the students and restores the relationship, which is conducive to making beautiful music together. Number 10, poor care of facilities. Hey, the music is the most important thing, so why do the room and instruments need to be taken care of? Put away your piles of stuff. Organize. Throw things away. If something's broken and it's never going to be repaired, throw it away or give it to someone and let them take it home and maybe fix it up and use it. Make the facility look the best you can with what you have. The best you can with what you have, not compared to somebody else's facility. Number 11, don't care. Look at the players as people who fill a need for an instrument rather than as people. No, we don't want to do this at all. Show concern. Call when a student is away for an extended illness. And when they return, tell them how much you miss them. A student doesn't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I hope these 11 ways to lose a band student and 11 ways to keep them have been helpful to you. If you are looking for someone to speak at your music conference, I would love to come and do that. Please visit my site, jamesdevine.net, and get in touch with me, and let's see if we can set something up. I speak on my story of what brought me into music and what inspired me to become a music teacher, because music basically saved my life. I was going down a bad path because of some abuse I had been through, and music saved me and helped me become the person that I am today. I also can share in a session of how to make it in the music business, because it's not the skill to make it in the music business is not always what you think.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band team.